This is Horti News Radio, the news hub for international horticulture from Holland Horti Media. Visit us and listen on hortinewsradio.com.
This is Paprika, Horti News Radio from the IPM 2023 in Essen. I'm here at the booth of KG Greenhouses and KG Systems. In front of me, Matthias Haakman. Can you explain a little bit of what the IPM means to KG Greenhouse and KG Systems?
Sure, of course. IPM is original. It's a flower and floricultural trade show. And when it started, mostly growers and trading companies came here to sell their products. And later on, the technical companies like suppliers of machinery and other equipment also joined the show. And then it became a very big show with international audience. And for us, KG Systems and KG Greenhouse, because we have a very big background in floriculture, for us this is one of the most important shows of the year. So we're very happy that we, after 3 years of not being able to attend, that finally we can attend again.
Yeah. Finally back in Essen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what kind of clients do you mostly find at the IPM? Like, do you find a lot of new clients?
Generally, yes. Also, a lot of existing clients come over every year. And every year also, of course, we have a new group of potential clients who we meet and then see if we can partner up together. This year, it's a little bit strange because it's been a couple of years. We don't know if the audience has changed. A lot of things changed in the market. For example, German market will be legalizing cannabis in the next couple of years. So the question is, will there be people from the cannabis market coming to the show? Yes or no? We hope so. We don't know.
And also, have you already spoken to any cannabis related people?
No, not today, but right now it's 2 hours in, so...
We just started?
Yeah, it's a little bit early to say, so in a couple of days I will have an answer for you for that.
Okay, then I will come back to you and we can talk about that as well.
Yeah, you're always welcome.
Okay, but it's interesting. So there's a possibility that over here you are actually like entering some new grounds in Germany when it comes to the cannabis.
We hope so, yes. There's a lot happening in the market, but because of the politics involved, we expect that it will take a long time. Same like the Dutch cannabis experiment, it's also taking a long time. But yeah, we hope it will take off and we will benefit from it in a couple years to come.
Cool, yeah, very interesting to see how that will develop. Then furthermore, like, why should people come to the booth of KG Systems? Are you offering any new innovations today?
Today specifically, we have one new innovation. We also showcased that at GreenTech in Amsterdam last year. That is a battery storage system. We built shipping containers. We fill them with a specific type of battery. And especially for growers, it can be interesting if they have a big electricity connection. And most of them have it because they have a CHP. Because they have lights, they have a big electricity connection. And with the system, you can store energy and you can trade it on the day trade for the electricity. So when the energy price is low, you can fill the battery. And when the energy price is high, you can sell it back to the grid. Or there are also growers, and we have one example in Holland where we just recently sold a project. Who does not have a big enough electricity connection for his energy usage. So he puts a battery at his facility and he fills it with electricity which he generates from his solar panels, and at night he uses the electricity from the battery. So that's a nice innovation.
Yeah, sounds super interesting and super relevant for this time in society. Because is it gaining a lot of traction? Like, are people interested already?
Yes, we have a huge crowd of people who are interested, but it's taking time to come off the ground because it's relatively new, especially in the Netherlands. It's relatively new. There are other countries who have a more mature market in that space. But we see a lot of interest, and the first projects are coming. We are realizing the first project right now, and we expect that the coming years it will be growing, because this is a solution for a lot of problems that we have.
Yeah, very cool. And then rest of 2023, what does it hold in stock for you? What are you expecting from 2023?
I wouldn't bet my money on it. but at the moment, we still see the difficulties with the European growers with the energy prices. So people are holding back with investments in Europe because of that. Also, we see the rise of the interest rates and European market, but also and especially the US market is also having issues with that. So we see that larger investments are being held back. So yeah, we expect that this year, specific projects that we expected will probably not go through, and specific markets will be less, like floriculture and specific type of vegetables. But on the other hand, we still are very active in the cannabis market and also in the vertical farming. And also vertical farming is seeing difficulties at the moment, but we do have a couple of clients who are really still 100% certain that they will be investing this year and next year.
So vertical farming is having difficulties, that's what I hear you say?
Yes, yeah, because of the... vertical farming is relatively new. A lot of companies have jumped into this new business and trying to set up the companies. There are also quite some companies also who are being who have set up big facilities. But you see on the other side also that they have problems with making it feasible, and that's because of the high energy costs that are involved in operating a facility, and also in the extreme high investment that people have to do. So what we have to do is find a solution that they can keep the energy cost under control by, for example, investing in a renewable energy project and using that energy for yourself instead of buying it from the market. And also the investment per square meter of a vertical farm needs to come down, and we're working on that very hard right now.
Cool. So KG Systems and KG Greenhouses actually see possibilities and not so much of problems.
Exactly. Yeah. We always try to stay positive. Yeah.
And do you already have some projects planned in this way? Like, are there already some projects like planned to have these new solutions like included?
Yes. Actually, we are in 4 weeks. We are starting to build a facility in the United Kingdom. And later this year, we have another 3 projects planned. I cannot tell too much details because of the nature of the clients. But there's still movement in the business.
Okay. Well, Matthias, it sounds like you have an exciting year upcoming.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited. Absolutely.
Cool. I wish you the best of luck for the upcoming year, and also for, of course, these days at the IPM in Essen. The best of luck, and thank you so much for this very interesting conversation.
Okay. Thank you, Romy. Have a good day.